I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, here it is with Vladdy off now, staying in Toronto, off the market next year. That was one that Tommy was pounding home. Oh, the Mets are going to get him. The Mets are going to get him. The five next baseball free agents, Yankee and Met fans together, will argue over who they are getting.
Oh, I like that.
All right.
Here we go.
Number five.
Let's look into the future. Post-2027. Important to note, Giancarlo Stanton's contract will officially be
off. Post-2027.
Paul Skeens.
Paul, is that when he's a free agent?
Yeah, I had to do the research on this. Paul Skeens, and there was a Yankee fan wearing a Paul Skeens Yankee jersey in Pittsburgh this weekend.
I saw that. That was really weird.
That was creative. It was funny. He was a Pittsburgh troll.
Yeah, hold on. I got to do some math. So Paul Skeens is going to turn 23 in May. So 24, 25. Yeah, he'd still be young. He could be up Stearns' alley.
Did you watch the Yankee game with audio yesterday?
No, not with audio.
Are you aware Michael K dropped something fascinating?
I don't mean any offense to Mike. He's tremendous. Okay. It was just the way I had to watch the game after going to the Met.
But it's a fascinating nugget that relates to Paul Skeens.
Let me hear it.
The Pirates have not signed a free agent in their free agent.
Oh, yeah, I know this. I already know this one. Let me guess the guy. They haven't signed a guy, a non-Pirate free agent.
In
a multi-year deal since like 2016. Am I right about the time?
Correct.
Can I guess the player?
Yes.
Don Slott. No, I'm just kidding. That was 1990. Andrew McCutchen.
No. The player, it's exactly why it's named that Yankee today. Ivan Nova.
Oh, how about that?
That was their last multi-year day. They don't sign these guys.
Skeens is a good one. Keep going.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
That same free agent class as Paul Skeens, Adley Rutschman.
Adley Rutschman. That's another good one.
And I don't trust.
Steal him away from the Orioles.
Yeah, I don't trust the Orioles to sign anybody right now.
Yeah, by the way, the thing about Skeens, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. He's a joy to watch. He's made 25 starts in the major leagues. He looks like the real deal. You know he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, every
pitcher
does. I'm sorry.
I apologize for saying it. But
as we've learned, that's not career threatening.
It's not career threatening, but let's see when he gets hurt.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
After the 2026 season, how about Tarik Skubal?
Yeah.
We got another year of that.
The pitchers are rough, man, because they're so fickle year to year. Skeens is the only one I could fully buy because, it's so fickle,
I understand that, but I'm giving you Skeens and Skubal. If you don't think Met and Yankee fans are going to fight with each other, oh, we got to sign this guy, that's happening.
The Mets don't believe in signing pitching.
Exactly. Rami's right. I was thinking the same thing. But that's not who they are. So the idea is, you'll be fighting amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Met fans are just going to be like,
Let the Mets fail a couple postseasons in a row and then tell me that they're going to stick to this pitching lip. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Kyle Tucker, next offseason.
I'm very intrigued by Kyle Tucker. I know that's the apple of Yankee fans' eyes.
Have you seen the start to the year here? He homers every game, it feels like.
I have thought about that as a Met fan, but I think it would really make sense if either Kyle or Juan are very open to moving to first base, assuming they then let Pete Alonso go, where it would be,
we love you,
Pete. Sorry, Kyle Tucker.
Being a Met.
We love you, too. But Kyle Tucker's a hell of a player, sure. Who's number one, then? I thought he was good.
Number one.
Again, the list is the free agents Yankee and Met fans will argue over. Pete Alonso next offseason.
I love being a Met.
Has this year, and it ends up being big and torrid, and he has the opt-out, do the Yankees look at the free agent class knowing Vlad's up the market and say, you know what, Pete, they disrespected you last offseason. And what they did with Juan Soto, we won't stand for. We'll give you more money. Come play here.
That's a good one. You missed it up, though.
Why?
Because there's somebody you forgot.
Is it a Yankee leaving?
It is a Yankee leaving, not at the end of this season, but at the end of next season. And someone I have been very consistent in being a big fan of. Somebody that I want. I wanted the Mets to acquire him before you guys acquired him. A guy who I've said multiple times will become a star in New York.
Oh, Jazz.
And that guy is Jazz Eugene Hermes Arrington Chisholm. By the way, just a little note. The Hermes and Arrington are actually his real middle names.
Really?
And his first name is Jasardo. Wow. J-A-S-A-R-D-O. So if I was being more, I guess, like prepared, I would have just called him Jasardo Hermes Arrington Chisholm. Because that's actually his name. I didn't even have to have a game and make it up. But I think he's a stud.
Yeah.
I really do. I think
Mets
he
got
is
no
a,
shot of signing him, but that's fine.
Why would you say that?
Because the Yankees aren't going to lose their star.
Chisholm scores.
What happened once won't happen again.
I don't know about that. Oh, how could you be so sure about that?
If they want Jazz, they're keeping Jazz.
Well, if the Mets want Jazz, they go get him.
Nope. Because he's not going to make it. You know the Mets aren't offering him $800 million. That was an extraordinary
start. Well, I didn't say $800 million, but Jazz, remember this about Jazz. He's 27 years old. So when he gets to free agency, he's still going to have a 2 in front of his age.
He's ours. You can't have him.
Oh, you're getting a little, what's it called? Handsy. You're getting very protective over him.
Territorial.
Yeah. I love Jazz. I'd like to go after him. And has nothing
Jazz
to do,
Jism.
It has nothing to do with the Yankees. It's not like a Met Yankee thing. I think he's a tremendous ball player. I really admire him. I've
Can't
said that
him.
Before. Like
can't
I
have him.
I was on him before he was on you.
Doesn't matter. He's on me. He's draped all over us now, and you can't have him.
Are you up for Jazzardo, Tommy?
Sure am.
Or are you just saying that because you want to stick it to them?
I want both.
You've never even thought about Jazz Chisholm being
I did
not once.
No, the drum I will be banging is number 5 on Sean's list. Paul Skeens. That's a big brother move because not only do you get Paul, you get Livy Dunn, his girlfriend, and all her friends at the games. You want to talk about selling the place out. That will help with the
He's a free agent at the end of 27. So that means we got this season.
Yeah.
He's not a free agent that quick. No way.
25, 26, 27. Yeah. 3 more years. Think about it. He's already on his entry level last year.
So he's got 25, 26, 27. That's 5 years. That's not enough time. He got it 6 years.
All right, then speak to Spotrack. Then I read that wrong. All right, what do you want
to do? Look, I'm off the top of my head telling you I don't think he's a... Whatever.
Speak to Spotrack. This is your list.
Yeah, there's no contract.
Is your facts...
There's no contract that even exists post-2027 on his Spotrack.
Here's what you should do. Google, when is Paul Skeens a free agent? I'm going to do that.
All right.
Oh, my God. He's so... Tommy, this was the worst.
No,
I was so wrong.
It's later.
Paul Skeens is projected to become a free agent after the 2030 season.
So 5 years from now.
All right, so potato, potato.
All right.
Is this because he signed... Oh, no, he didn't sign an extension. I don't know. Why is he until 2030?
Then why does Spotrack only give you till 2027?
I think they're wrong. There's no way. 2027 is way too early. You screwed the pooch on that one.
All right, whatever.
And by the way,
website.
So Jazz should have been 5.
Thank you.
And not Skeens.
And I'm sorry, my long-winded
point. By the way, I would still include Paul Skeens post-2030.
Eventually, after he has 2 Tommy John surgeries, sure. And also, Tommy, he ain't going to be with her in 2030.
Well, they met in college. Sean would know this. He married his high school sweetheart. I'd like to think that they will get married. And
Long-term bet. They're going to be broken up by that point.
He didn't watch a lot of that interview, apparently.
Say that one more time.
He didn't watch a lot of that interview that they did because they don't know each other very well.
They don't know each other very well, Tommy.
Perfect.
Known
that sounds like a married couple already. I would say that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have a better shot of not being together in 5 years than Livy Dunn and Skeens.
That's not my bet. That's not what I said.
That's literally what I said.
And it's also insulting that Taylor Swift even act like Livy Dunn's as popular as her.
She will be when she's at Big Brother at City Field.
I'm not bringing them up in a comparison. I'm merely saying to you, and this is the declaration, long-term bet, April 7th, 5:13 p.m. God willing, we're all still knowing each other and alive and working together.
Sheesh.
Skeens and Dunn will break up before Skeens gets to free agency. That's my official declaration.
Yeah, probably because she gets tired of Pittsburgh.
Okay, and yeah, that's why you signed with the Mets and Big Brother. Jersey girl, local.
That's not what I...
They're going to still be together. I already said it. So, you need it on the record. So
yeah,
when we play
on
it back,
the record.
When we play it back in 5 years. Okay.
Yes.
In 2030, when Paul Skeens becomes a free agent and signs with the Mets, Livy Dunn will be his wife then, and they will both be here.
Right.
That's my long-term prediction here.
All right, so as soon as they break up or... Skeens elects free agency. We will declare this, and we will have the audio to see. Yeah.
This is a long... Oh, I guess if they break up, right?
But it could be next week.
That's fair.
I'm not hoping they break up. They seem like a very happy couple. I'm merely telling you, if they do break up next week, we will have the audio ready to go. Let's go to Vinny in Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So Evan, real quick before I get to my big brother, little brother comment, since you helped us out on our podcast, I want to help you out and volunteer, being from Staten Island, to be the ferry in your race.
I'm sure you would. Do you think you would beat us and Tiki Barber in a race dressed as a Staten Island ferry?
Tiki Barber, no shot.
Okay, but you'd beat us. You guarantee victory.
I wouldn't guarantee it, but I think I could hang with you guys. Tiki wouldn't even be a race.
No, I understand. All right, we will keep you in mind. Don't call us, we'll call you.
All right. So with the big brother, little brother comment, I was actually at Citi Field on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
before you continue, what were you wearing that night? I know that sounds like I'm seducing you,
wow.
But I'm curious. What were you wearing that night?
I was wearing an Under Armour, a playoff hoodie, and my jacket.
A playoff hoodie, like Yankees playoffs? Is that what it says?
No, I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, you're a Mets fan. I'm sorry. I got you confused. Continue on. I apologize. I'm sorry, Vinny.
So
keep going.
I didn't hear anything Yankees suck, but I did have Yankee fans in my section with the F1 Soto. So I don't even care about the big brother, little brother. Sean, you guys have become like the annoying ex-girlfriend that sits outside the house and just can't accept that they moved on from you.
I completely disagree.
And it's just annoying now. Just let them go.
Vinny, I got to be honest with you. I think what we're running into, and look, every fan base has these. First of all, Met fans showed up every single Yankee game on that homestand wearing Soto jerseys, enticing a crowd. I got all my Yankee fans, the friends, family, group chats, whatever. I got to be honest. The only day Juan Soto has been discussed was that opening day where we all got a chuckle out of it. It's been a complete non-story to real Yankee fans. Now, people show up to the stadium because, guess what? They know if they wear that Soto jersey and the F1 Soto chants happen, you're probably viral on TikTok.
Right.
People are doing that thing right now. I think the majority of fans really don't care anymore.
I think the problem we run into when it comes to fans of other teams going to ballparks is, look, I'm a Knicks season ticket holder, and I don't like the Knicks. I go to a lot of Yankee games.
Right.
So I can't obviously condemn anyone who goes to watch a sporting event that doesn't involve your team. I love sports. We're lucky that we have multiple teams in our town. What I think is the problem is when we wear the paraphernalia of the team you root for, and that naturally creates these annoying discussions amongst each other.
Yeah.
Can we start a pact where if you're a Yankee fan going to tonight's Met game because somebody gave you free tickets and you accepted it, unlike Tommy, and you didn't say, it's too cold and it's only the Marlins.
You like going to baseball games. That's
you it. Like going, which I respect. Like, my family's going out of town next week because the kids are off. I'm all by myself. I'm thinking of going to the Yankee game every night. Like, why not? Why not? I love baseball.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm a loser.
Oh, crap. The Mets play. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But either way.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not going to wear a David Wright jersey to Yankee Stadium. So can we start a pact where we stop being obnoxious and wearing the jerseys of a team that's not playing? If you're a Yankee fan, don't wear a Judge jersey to the game tonight.
I agree. Look, and Yankee fans, this goes for everybody. This is also the Met fan can't call up and thumb their nose and go, you Yankee fans can't get over it. When the whole thing is being instigated at every turn by Met fans.
It's not always being instigated.
Well, at Yankee Stadium, the F1 Soto chants were definitely being instigated by Met fans wearing Soto jerseys and amping them up.
That was little brother nonsense.
There were Yankee fans at Citi Field over the weekend, and while I didn't hear them, it's not like every Met fan had to respond by chanting Yankee suck as soon as they saw someone in a Yankee jersey.
You're
being childish.
I agree. And they're putting themselves in the spot. And, oh, by the way,
You agree with me, and you're wrong.
No. I agree that there's a small fraction, but it's not, we're blaming this all on Yankee fans. I think Mets fans have instigated a bunch, and Yankee fans are eating it up. And this Yankee fan, did you see the video?
What?
Cheering on Blue Jay hits?
See that?
Did you see the video? That's my video.
No, you stole someone's video.
Well,
you gotta stop doing that.
No, it's not your video. You ripped it from somebody.
And I saw a tweet by two other people before I saw a tweet.
Let's make this clear. I did not steal anything. Twitter allows you to retweet and put videos up.
You don't have to listen to me.
But you saw it because of my...
No, I didn't. I follow the guy who actually did.
Oh, good. Oh, okay, fine.
He's a great Met fan.
I'm not saying he's not.
I noticed you were the third different person I saw tweeted.
What I would say in regards to this, just for etiquette, because I even mentioned it unrelated earlier when I tweeted out a video, because this has happened a lot, is just retweet the person who put it out there. Instead of like copying it.
Well,
because then you're kind of stealing. You're stealing the person's
video. No,
you're
not, because it says via and then it says who tweeted it out originally.
Twitter would tell you you're actually giving them more views.
Exactly.
Yes.
It gets
digital
more views.
Guy here. You're getting more views if you post
Evan
it.
Evan just wants me to be a bad guy.
No, I still think it's unethical.
You said unethical.
I think it's unethical.
I think it's unethical to show up and cheer for a team in your division when they're playing a national
team. Yes, let's get back to the issue that matters the most, because we'll table that for another day. We disagree. That's fine. You can't be rooting for the Blue Jays.
Joke.
They're in your division, bro.
Joke.
Now, with that said, Tommy.
Yes.
Tommy.
No, but here's the difference.
No, I haven't even said anything
yet. Because I know what you're going to say, and you're right.
Hold on. What am I going to say?
Okay. Hi, my name is Thomas. No middle name, Lugauer. I root for two baseball teams, the Mets and whoever's playing the Yankees. No exceptions. Rooted for the Diamondbacks in the World Series. Rooted for the Phillies over them.
I got a question.
But there's a big difference.
I got a question. Tommy.
Yes, Evan.
If the Braves are playing the Yankees in the middle of the regular season, you must be rooting for the Yankees then because you're...
No, under no circumstances. Here's the difference. What this guy did, I would not show up at Yankee Stadium while the Mets are playing wearing Mets gear and openly where everybody could see me root.
Because you don't go to games anyway.
No, Sean, come on. You can't see the difference between me, and I should be rewarded for this. I'm being mocked for this. Like, I took a stance. I will not root for the Yankees.
You just uttered into a microphone.
But I'm not going to go to a game and do that.
You just uttered into a microphone. I root for the Mets, and I root for whoever's playing the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's it. End of discussion. You're no longer allowed to use the Mets or Big Brother thing anymore. Proved that you have little brother mentality. That's it.
You're a walking hypocrite. No, I'm not. No, so first I'm stealing videos. Now I'm walking hypocrite.
Let's change the Lugauer
imaging. This is not a safe place for me.
Rami, if you can work on this,
it's not a safe place.
Just call it hypocrite half hour. That's what we give to Lugie every night.
This is why I'm the future.
All right, after my bashing here, can I show you something that somebody sent me or tell you about something? I don't know if you guys saw this on the internet. It's about wearing jerseys and all that. So on Saturday, somebody sent me a photo of I assume, Yankee fan.
I know someone sent it to you because you don't go to games. So any picture or video you get is from someone else.
Are we done?
Okay. Yes.
So he was wearing a Yankee jersey, this guy, and next to him, there's a Aaron Judge Mets jersey. Draped over the seat. Did you see this on social media?
I heard about it, yes.
Honestly,
I think I heard about it by listening to your show on Saturday.
Because somebody tweeted at me. I don't understand that one. What are they...
Okay, you're deflecting, though. And
How am I deflecting?
Because, yes, that's weird and bizarre and all that.
I took it. I said...
Well, no, that's weird and bizarre. Here's what I'm asking, and here's the bottom line. And I want everyone to understand what's on the line here. On July 18th, the New York Yankees are going to Atlanta. They're playing the Braves.
Let's go Braves.
Let's go Yankees. The following weekend, the Phillies are coming to New York. This one's even more obvious. July 25th, it is the Yankees against the Phillies. Let's go Yankees. I cannot make myself any more clear that on that night, Friday, July 25th, play it again, Rami. Let's go Yankees. On Saturday, July 26th, again, I cannot be any more crystal clear than this. Let's go, Yankees. And then finally, on Sunday, July 27th, my old man's birthday, as well as A-Rod's birthday, as well as Max Scherzer's birthday, the Yankees and the Phillies wrap up their three-game series, and in one strong voice, let's go, Yankees.
Mets suck.
If you think differently or otherwise, you're a fraud Met fan. Okay. Because our division and our playoff hopes come before any pity differences you may have with your cousins or your brother or your sister or your text chat.
You're right. And I have one more, Evan.
I am king.
On Friday, May 19th, two big events in Boston.
Doing this again.
Mets at Fenway.
Oh.
Pistons at the Celtics. Let's go Mets.
I know what you did there. You're right, by the way. That's a healthy way to look at it. And this is MLB's fault. They gave us interleague play every day. They gave us you play every team. And
this is the Yankees' first game versus an American League team all year.
That's right. Think about that. So they forced us. Manfred forced us to do this. If you feel queasy that I, as a Met fan, the host of the Rico, just said, let's go Yankees, it's Rob Manfred's fault. If you feel queasy that Sean Morris said, let's go Mets, Sean's dad probably feels queasy.
Not when they play the Red Sox.
Rob Manfred's fault.
Shocking you can't get him on the show.
I know, right? I wonder myself sometimes. That's why we do it. So, Lugie.
What?
I want to give you a second chance because I do truly love you.
You just accused me of stealing something, and now you're calling me a fraud.
That issue's not with you. It's actually because
that's what Twitter is, bro.
No, I actually didn't even see you tweet that. So if you did it, one-time offense, it's not my problem. It's not, others that
I
do it.
I shouldn't have said that was my video. Issue. I didn't misspeak. No, I apologize. I misspoke on the radio. I did.
You meant to say it was your video?
No, because I meant because I figured Sean saw it from mine, not Nick Central or whoever else had it out there.
I did not, and my issue is with others. I'm not going to name names, but it's truly not
And my issue is always with the person sitting to your left right now.
Who's sitting to my left?
Oh, sure. Big mouth.
Yeah. So anyhow, I want to give you another chance here. When the New York Yankees play the Philadelphia Phillies for a weekend series in late July, who will you be rooting for?
Phillies. Evan, I've stuck to my guns on this my whole entire life. I will always stick to it. Should be rewarded. I should be applauded for this.
You are going to be
my mentality? What?
No, you're
I just wouldn't do what that guy did. That's all.
You're going to be rewarded, and the audience is going to be rewarded. We no longer will allow. We will dump it. Like a curse. If Tommy ever says the Mets are big brother, he's acting like a
You can't
like a
say that.
That's
I agree. I
it's kinda, done.
I'm not saying we have to dump it, but I think
done.
That
that gimmick's done.
You can't say that because you're like he's right. If all you have to do right now is join me and any other sane person and say, "Look, the enemy of my enemy
is the word insane to imply I'm not
because you're hurting the Mets.
I'm not hurting the Mets. I'm doing it within the confines of my own vortex.
Tommy.
In the Loogie vortex.
No, your vortex is wrong. If the Yankees,
it's my vortex.
If the Yankees lose to the Phillies, it hurts the Mets. That's just math. Simple math. You are putting your own petty differences ahead of your Met fandom. So you're
I
not.
I won't lead us.
No, you won't. You're dead now. So again, I'm going to give you one last chance. Not today. I want you to have some time to think about it. But this Friday at 5:25, you're going to be put on the spot one more time. You will decide who you're rooting for: Yankees, Phillies, late July. If you say the Phillies, you can no longer lead us, and you are tiny baby brother forever.
No, this is part of it.
But if you come to the good side and say, look, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, didn't work out that well for us when, Reagan was like, hey, let's arm bin Laden against the Russians when we played that game. But hey, sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong. You know what I mean? That was a comparison. But it's true. But it's true. You should look it up.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Are you really?
He's
not aware of that.
No, I actually am.
Who is president after Ronald Reagan?
The original George Bush.
Wow. Okay. Well, the original.
I don't think his son was like a copy. It's just
he was the original. He was born first, so he's kind of right. This is the if you get this right, I'll believe you. Who is president before Ronald Reagan? Directly before
Jimmy Carter.
All right. Good job there, pal. All right. I'm impressed.
Yep.
Friday at 5:25. Tommy better declare his allegiance. If he gets it wrong, he's a baby brother forever. And Carlos Rodon wasn't great. There's your quick game recap.
Wasn't great?
He was lousy. Is that a good description? Yes. It's a lousy performance by Carlos Rodon. Before we get back to your calls at 888-808-1019, I don't know how this makes you feel or if you put much validity in this, but obviously we are a few weeks away from the NFL draft, and we are now getting down to that nitty gritty. And we received word earlier today that the New York Giants had breakfast with Abdul Carter. By the way, it's officially over as Waldo Cabrera strikes out, and the Tigers beat the Yankees by a final score of 6-2 to take the opener of this three-game series.
That's life.
Adam Schefter tweeted out earlier today, Penn State edge rusher Abdul Carter had breakfast on Sunday in State College, Pennsylvania, with New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll. Abdul Carter is now scheduled to visit the Giants on Thursday in New Jersey, and he figures to be a top three pick. Now, we don't know what Cleveland's doing it to. They could very well take Abdul Carter. They could take Travis Hunter. They could take Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
If it's Hunter, because it does seem like that's the indicator now over the last couple of days, it'll be Cam Ward number one and Travis Hunter number two, and that leaves the Giants with really a choice between Shedeur Sanders and Abdul Carter. If they put the piece of paper up to Roger Goodell, or they probably don't even do it that way anymore. It's probably digitally. They send a text message.
Sure
and say, we are going Abdul Carter at three. And that's the announcement Roger Goodell makes, and Shedeur Sanders is now available to drop at four. Your reaction as the host of One Giant Step and a Super Giant fan would be what?
Extremely pumped up, yet nervous. I'll be dead honest with you. I'd rather Abdul Carter than Travis Hunter regardless. If I'm not taking a quarterback, I just think the idea of coming at you in waves with pass rush, and I'm nervous about the whole two-way player thing with Hunter, so I'd be really pumped up. I'd be excited, and I don't think the idea that you have Burns and Kayvon on the team means pass up on what could be the next Myles Garrett in this league or Micah Parsons, so I'd be pumped up. However, I would be what are we doing with the quarterback?
Well, that'd you know be my reaction, yeah.
You have one sitting there where you didn't have to trade up. And, right, I don't want you after doing all of this work and all of this research at these Colorado games passing on him. I mean, that would tell me you don't love him, but at the same time, I gave you a pass last year and I agreed with the philosophy. Second year in a row, when you know that the second best quarterback in the draft is there and you have to trade up, I just, what if he becomes a star then? How many times are you going to excuse away overlooking quarterbacks if they end up being really good?
You should ask yourself that. You're the one who excuses it.
I can't.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Can't do it a second time. I did it last year because this I didn't would believe
be
a
Bo Nix. This would be your Waterloo?
My Waterloo, yeah. I mean, if Shedeur Sanders goes out as a good rookie or even a good career, that'll be one you regret the rest of the time. Again, I don't think taking a swing on a quarterback and then busting sets a franchise back nearly as much as not understanding when to pull the ripcord on said bust. And the Giants got set back because they couldn't figure out when the hell to get out of Daniel Jones, and it went on for too long. You could know after 2 years about where the, you know, the Panthers were almost there with Bryce Young, and he turned it around.
I think the problem I run into, and not that Abdul Carter can't be a superstar player, yeah. and yeah, I think the sexy thing that you'll be spinning, and rightfully so, after this pick would be, hey, the Giants' identity when they won those two Super Bowls.
Absolutely.
More than even Eli was, they had a great pass rush.
Right, and they drafted Kiwanuka and JPP with first round picks while they already had loaded edge rushers.
100%. They also had Eli Manning.
That's the other difference.
I'm with you. I get that that spin makes sense, and Abdul Carter could end up being a Hall of Famer. Like, he could end up being an all-time great player. The problem I'm going to run into is, even if the Giants are better and they're a 6-win team or a 7-win team and they're growing in the right direction, what are you doing at quarterback? Because one of the reasons why Saquon Barkley was a mistake in 2018 was the same reason I'm going to give right now. How often do you expect to be drafting at 3?
I'm with you.
And the answer is not often. I think it's the same thing the Jets are going to deal with, too, if Shedeur Sanders drops to 7. Now, they can at least rationalize that Justin Fields is the long-term answer because he's young enough, he plays well. We'll all believe that. You can't do that with Russell Wilson, and you're probably not going to do that with Jameis Winston.
And as it stands, much like you don't want to talk about free agency next year in baseball, everybody just blindly goes, next year's quarterback class is definitely going to be better than this one. You have no idea.
No, right now,
by the way, it's a good chance that the two best guys we think are coming out probably aren't coming out in Manning and Allar. So, I don't know, man. I just, you can't keep kicking the can down the road. I want you to develop a quarterback. You spend so much time around him. You're not going to take the swing.
I believe that first of all, I believe the Giants will select Shedeur Sanders. I've thought that for a few months. I believe that in my bones.
I'm starting to have doubts.
I understand because you're like everyone else. You hear the wind and you just go with it. There's wind for a reason. Not because I'm smarter than you by any stretch. You're more emotional than me in this situation.
For sure.
But really, the reason you're winding is because the Giants and the NFL are trying to wind you. They're trying to confuse you. They are trying to get you off the tracks. And it's tough sometimes, right? I even fell to it at the beginning of this segment when I said, all signs indicate Travis Hunter's going too. Why? Because that's the latest rumor from the last 5 minutes? Like, we don't know.
Right.
I tend to think, go with your gut, and your gut will likely be right. My gut tells me that Shedeur Sanders is going to be selected by the Giants at 3. But if they don't and they pass on him, I think it's a big mistake.
I think it's
a big, big mistake.
I want to give you another tease. I think best case scenario for the Giants could potentially play out. Maybe I'm dreaming a little bit. Hear me
out. Well, you are a dreamer.
All right. Travis Hunter does go number 2 to Cleveland. Yes. Now the Giants are sitting there and everybody's going, ooh, they're going to get Abdul Carter. What if you're the freaking New England Patriots and you sat here this whole draft process going, we're getting either Hunter or Carter because one of these dopes is taking Sanders.
Now you're worried the Giants take Carter and they're both off the board.
Make New England sweat. We have somebody looking to move up for Carter here in this spot. Move back one spot, get Sanders, and collect something, an extra 2 or whatever.
Sure, if you can pull that off.
And pull that off. And then I'm getting the extra capital to worry about the edge room and all that other stuff in the second round or whatever that pick might be, and I'm still getting my quarterback.
I think the most appealing thing is, and you brought this up last week, is you take Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, and Shedeur is now dropping. He's dropping because you allowed him to drop.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then the Raiders obviously just extended Geno Smith. That became official today, and the drop continues. And even my team, the Jets, they don't take Shedeur Sanders, and then the Giants trade back up and get both Carter or Hunter and Shedeur Sanders because they jump back into the top 10, which I think they'd have to do because I don't think Shedeur drops past New Orleans.
And to get back in the top 10, here's the issue, Evan, and I know I gave this plan. To get back in the top 10, I'm going to operate on the assumption you're giving up next year's first again.
Yeah.
And if I'm doing that,
better be a quarterback.
Then I must love Shedeur Sanders, right, to do that?
Then why not just take him?
Then just take him instead of giving up more capital as a result.
No, I agree.
Just use the pick then.
And you're getting way too cute. Let's get back to your calls. Lots been on the table today. If you've missed any of it, maybe you're tuning in after the Yankee game on the AM side. Tigers beat the Yankees 6-2. Lots happened. You can always rewind on the Odyssey app for anything you missed. Let's go to Frankie in Staten Island. How you doing today, Frankie?
What's up, boys? My head is spinning after hearing you three knuckleheads argue for an hour on an iPhone. It's much more intense than the car phone. I think you guys.
Fair enough.
It really is. I'm spinning here. I got a great idea for you. You three need to lace them up. Lace them up at the UBS.
Yeah.
Okay, just for you, Evan.
All right.
The only way you might sell out other than the Rangers or OV coming to town is you, Tommy, lace them up,
yeah,
get on the ice, drop the gloves at center ice, and just go to town.
That'd be fun.
We would love to see it.
That would be fun.
I guarantee
you. You want to see a fight on skates?
Yeah, fight on ice. Yeah. Who do you think would win, Frankie? What would be your prediction?
I think if Marash was in, he would win. He's, you know, I think he would take his down.
You know what the key, though, is? Here's the key, and I don't know this about Sean and Tommy, is how they skate, because you got to balance yourself if you're fighting on the ice. And I don't know how they – can you skate, Sean?
I am 100% the best skater at the station.
Wow. More so that Boomer's a good skater, though. Shut up, fat boy.
I've heard the contrary on Boomer skating, but that's just...
Really?
You're not taking... Boom's could skate. He's just a little slow, but he also is... You know, he's pushing...
No,
you know,
he's an old man.
The back. Yeah, I mean, let's get serious. And the reason why I'm calling, one for all of you before you cut me off.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you expect, Evan, at Citi Field when they put Ovechkin on? Did they boo him?
No.
If you put LeBron up there, would they boo him? Yes.
Yes.
You guys are crazy. You can't even make the comparison.
What's your point?
Tommy,
I mean, you're just agreeing with me.
I'm just saying, like, what do you expect them? No, it's not that nobody cares. That market don't care.
Well, okay. The people.
Revenues.
No. Listen, it's not about the NHL and if the game was a sellout or if people were watching. The consumers at Citi Field did not care. That was my point. I mean, it's indisputable because there was no reaction. What does that mean for the sport? It doesn't mean anything. I'm just telling you that there was no reaction. And I admit I was mildly surprised about it.
Are they only showing that yesterday, by the way, because it happened at UBS?
Yeah. I'm going to assume yes.
If that game happens at Edmonton, is that getting shown on the Jumbotron?
I'm going to assume no. I don't know for sure.
They're trying to make it a New York event.
Well, it happened a few miles away. I mean, think about how close Belmont is to Citi Field. It happened a few miles away. There was a historic moment. But I don't understand what his point was. Like, okay, so I'm right. So nobody cared.
He agreed with you.
It doesn't mean hockey's dead. It doesn't mean no one cares about hockey.
Like, you really care about hockey.
I care about it. I'm just saying in that moment, nobody cared about
also, it. Also, Alex Ovechkin's being a pig posters. Have you seen some of the stuff he's asked for? He asked Ilya Sorokin for his stick.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's doubled back and wants Ilya Sorokin's glove.
Really? Wants everything?
And Sorokin said, I'll give you the glove, but we need a bunch of signed pucks for my teammates.
Signed pucks.
You guys play in the NHL already.
Yeah, but they grew up watching him. That's a weird thing.
Also, Ovechkin, he didn't stop the shot. Why do you need his glove and his stick?
It's almost like he's rubbing it in.
Yeah.
Now, the Islanders, and I don't blame them for this, okay? But I don't know. I'm just going to explain the story. If you went to UBS yesterday to see the Islanders and the Capitals, an Islander victory, Ovechkin set the record, you may want a ticket stub. Now, we don't have ticket stubs anymore because now everything is digital, which I think stinks. I have an idea around that, but maybe I'll get that to another time. If you want a ticket stub from the game yesterday, there's a link for you to click on, right? A QR code that you can click on. And then it costs $40.
That's a sump scam.
Yeah, it's not a scam if someone's willing to buy it and people are. It just sucks.
No,
like, we used to live in a world in which it was free.
Exactly. You can't excuse this. And I love the people at the Islanders. They're good people. Just be nice. I mean, you're asking people to buy something that should already be theirs. It is asinine to this day that we've got rid of paper tickets. And I know some prefer it and you prefer the sharing. It's a headache to worry about your phone battery as you're going to these games, all of this. The ticket stub itself should already be included with your ticket. So on the off chance you happen to go to an event where something special happens, and by the way, this doesn't even have to just be for the Islanders, this should be something that always happens. This is the rare event we're going to give you a ticket stub.
Here's to
pay $40 for it. It should have already happened. Some of them paid $1,000 online.
I understand. The problem, though, is because I think it was a few years ago, something happened at a Met game, and as a season ticket holder, we don't get tickets anymore. Like, literally, it's just in your phone, it's in your app, and you sell them, you trade them, you move them, you use them. Okay. I went to the ticket office and said, hey, this was, I think it may have been like Spence's first game. And I was like, I'd like a ticket stub. They printed it out, and it was free. The problem was, here's the problem, it's generic.
It's just gray and says it's, Mets versus Brewers.
Yeah, I may as well print it out a piece of paper that just said Mets Rockies April 4th.
Was it at least the shape of a ticket and not like a piece of printer paper?
It was, but back in the day, like when you bought tickets, they were pretty.
Yeah, they had like players on the background of them.
So here's my idea that's going to make everybody happy, okay? the Islanders charged $45. And I understand that's, you know, come on, $45 for a freaking ticket stub?
It's business.
Here's what I want every team to do, including the Islanders, but everybody can steal my idea. You go to the season ticket holder when they buy the ticket. So the season ticket holder is in charge of this. Because I think it's much more challenging if you're going to do it on a game-to-game basis. Mm-hmm. And you tell the season ticket holder, here's your bill, $9,000, $10,000, whatever your bill is, for an extra $45 for the season, we will send you all of your hard tickets. And now the season ticket holder gets to make a decision before the year, I want the hard ticket.
Right.
And then they have it. And if they sell that game or they go to that game or they give that game away, they already have it and they can do what they want with it. I think that's fair. Because I was thinking about that going to the Met game the other day. I miss the hard ticket.
I miss it immensely.
So give us the option, even if it costs us money, to get them. Not on an individual basis, an entire basis. I want tonight's Met Marlin ticket. I want to look at a picture of, you know, Brandon Nimmo smiling at me on the cover of my ticket. And I want that.
And not for nothing, the paper tickets still say stop another problem. I notice this happening in stadiums. The idea that all you need to do is have somebody text you a screenshot and the ushers are not rescanning tickets. You can get to any section you want in all these stadiums. People are doing it. It's crazy.
That's true.
Didn't have to air that on air, though.
Yeah, everybody knows that. I'm not airing any secrets. It happens at every game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Damn it. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, I think I've
great done idea. That. You haven't seen this happening in City. It happens everywhere.
That's how people. But
I see friends all the time doing it.
I'm in Clover every night.
Yeah.
Really? You get to the Clover Club every night with those fake tickets?
Rami, not
what's,
me.
What's your life?
Not Rami. People close to Rami, perhaps.
Yeah, friend of a friend.
But
friend
go
of a friend.
My point is, bring back paper tickets. Save America.
Let's go to Ed in East Islip. How are you, Ed?
I'm wonderful. How about you, boys?
Good, man. What's up?
Listen, two kinds of fans out there. You got your, what I'll call the trolls, and I don't mean that to sound too derogatory, but they are what they are. And then you have your stay-in-your-lane fans.
Right.
You know, in New York, there's really only one rivalry where you cannot have a stay-in-your-lane fan, and it's the Rangers and the Islanders. The contrast between the Isles four in a row, the Rangers' elongated history. You know, there's a good argument about who the better franchise is. As a Ranger fan, really all we have going is the time. As a Ranger, Jet, Yankee fan, I have perspective. So as a Jet fan, I keep my mouth shut. What am I trolling the Giants about? I root for the most pathetic franchise in the league. As a Yankee fan, I laugh at Met fans that want to troll me because, guys, go on a 10-year run and win 10 World Series in a row, and let's do the math. Like, there's really no comparison amongst the two of them. So
I
agree. If you want to be a chop buster, you're going to be a chop buster. And if you're going to be a stay-in-your-lane, respectful fan that just roots for their team,
what you're going to be. But Ed,
you and Tommy are just two different people.
Well, you're right, Ed. And here what I respect about you is you describe your teams. You know the difference. The problem with some fans in this town is they don't see the difference. Like, they root for one team that can talk and another team that should shut their mouth, and they can't see the difference.
None of us can talk. None of us.
What? Suck. What do you mean none of us can talk? What does that mean?
The last time any fan base in this town saw a parade down the Canyon of Heroes was 2011. None of us can talk anymore.
No, I get that from a championship perspective. But
that's what everybody brings up. Oh, I'm a championship player.
Well, I just think that there are certain fan bases that really, what can you say? And he's kind of right about Mets Yankees. I'm sorry, Tommy. I know that offends you. Like, when the Mets win, if they do win, God willing, I'm on the planet to see it, then, yeah, I think we could talk all we want. But right now, like, what the hell are we saying? They even went further than us last year. They were in the World Series. We got knocked out a round earlier. So what are we saying?
Evan, we won one more game versus the Dodgers.
No, so Evan's a big history guy, big independence guy, loves America. What if we never fought for our independence?
Yeah, but we won the independence.
I understand that. That's but what if we just said, hey, we should just shut our mouths, we should be England forever, and why as Met fans should we never say anything? We should just shut up? Why exist? Why, if everyone's going to have the mentality of let's just stay in our lane, it's ridiculous.
So why don't you go have the Flushing Harbor Tea Party then? If you want to,
you're going to give them another idea to do during the sixth inning.
I think the problem is that's fair. Like, hey, you should just talk. But you're also a fan of the Giants and the Knicks, and you tell the two little brothers, unquestioned little brothers, to shut up there. So that's my point.
I can say whatever I want, but a Jet fan could stand up and talk smack. Joe does. Little Victor Cruz. You know Joe will get arrogant when his team does well.
And Nets fans were very mouthy during the Kevin Durant era.
So what's wrong with that?
I'm just saying that Ed, like myself, we are very similar. We know our roles with the teams we root for. We know our place in the world. And right now the Mets haven't taken any place. Like, the Soto signing was huge, but I hate to bring up this comparison again, but it's true because I learned from this experience. It is similar to the Durant thing. Like, I got a lot of laughs on you because the Nets got Kevin Durant and you didn't. But at the end of the day, you got the last laugh on me. Because
the Knicks are going to do damage.
Because it failed, clearly. And now you guys are in a better place. And so maybe it's my gun shyness of that. Like, let the Mets do it, which the Nets didn't do. And then it happens.
You just don't
until
wanna,
then.
You don't want to be cocky. Even if your team does win a championship, I don't think you will be cocky.
Oh, no,
just,
you're wrong about that.
You'll be braggadocious.
I'm going to be naked, like, every day for a week. I'm going to be...
Maybe taking that word too literally.
I am going to be... I can't say I'm going to be, because that means it's going to happen. I would be an uncontrollable loon.
I'm getting moist.
Specifically, the Islanders are tough. It wouldn't fit this. I like the Islanders, but you know I'm not the diehard I am. Yeah. The Jets, the Nets, or the Mets win a championship?
I'm getting moist.
You're not going to want to know me.
Are you going to groom yourself?
I don't know what's going to... I can't guarantee anything. I can't
maybe take a little off the top for everyone's
sake. Don't keep the hair in a Ziploc bag.
I am going to be an uncontrollable. Like, I've always wondered, would Joe Beningo be different if the Jets won a Super Bowl? Like, would he be different?
Just to be clear, he saw them win a Super Bowl.
No, that doesn't count. He was a teenager. Do you remember?
Jeez.
It doesn't count. Do you remember years ago, Craig and I did a bit where we pretended as if Belichick never left the Jets.
Uh-huh, and we did an hour on the radio where we took calls about
right.
it. Yes, I do.
We lived in the alternate universe. And I don't know if you remember my persona, but I was very quiet and confident. Just like, yeah, we're the Jets. You know, we win. And you guys are, you know, pieces of crap. And we're the best. And, you know, this is who we are. We win. That's what happens. I wonder if winning a championship would just change me personally forever. I would just be a different person. Maybe to my detriment. Maybe I get fired like 5 days later. I have no idea. But I think I'd be different. So, no, you're wrong. That I would, you know, I'd apologize after winning a championship. What are you, crazy? Think I'd come in and be like, oh, sorry, Yankee fans. I don't want to offend you. Sorry, Knicks fans. I need to be classy. Sorry, Giant fans. Goodbye, SNY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY. Are you nuts? My team wins a championship. You're not going to want to know me. Can you go f*** yourself?
Boy. when did I say
Jeez. That? Remember that.
So, Evan, I don't know if you want to do this here, but you last week wanted me to answer the question of why, when the Nets got Kevin Durant, why the Nets weren't little brother. Several Net fans, I assume, have texted you about this.
Yeah, I think, and I want the record straight on this.
I have an answer.
I want the record straight on this. I never argued that the Nets were big brother, just like I don't do this with you about big brother. Like, I know my place in the world as a Net, Met, and Jet fan. So I don't ever have those arguments. So I don't want you to think this is me, because it's not. Obviously, I don't agree with the Mets. Why would I agree on the Nets? But yes, in fact, one of the guys who is so passionate about this is actually a Knick fan, a Knick Yankee fan who took the other angle of it. Like, hey, man.
Wow.
Like, yeah, he's actually completely other element, saying Tommy's such a hypocrite because when the Nets got Durant basically from us, I know he wasn't a Knick, but you guys felt like it was your law, like he was yours. Why you didn't have that attitude. So, yeah, he called you a lot of names. I said, I'll ask him. And it's Monday at 5:55, which is the exact time I said on Friday. Wow. I would give you the chance to respond. So, good remembering.
Remind me, Evan, was there a time in this city's history where the Mets were big brother?
The 80s, you think?
Yes.
I can't. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. Much like the Nets when they won two ABA titles. I can't speak on the popularity that the Nets had on Long Island, nor could I speak about if the Mets were truly big brother in the mid-'80s.
So then we got to get your father on the phone again, but let's just go with the idea that the Mets were big brother.
Is it possible that on Long Island with Julius Erving from Roosevelt, that the Nets winning made them big brother on Long Island? Sean, you'd have to ask your dad about that. So if we're looking for past eras, I don't know because I wasn't around for it.
Okay.
So I think I've already schooled them with this one.
But there was a point in time where you went to Yankee Stadium and a tumbleweed went by. That we could agree on. Early 90s. There were barren years for the Yankees. And there were thriving years for the Mets.
I think, though, by the way, though, let me just comment on that with the Yankees. I think that there were circumstances that led to that that will never, ever happen again. The Yankees will never be a barren land. And you're also citing an era that was 40 years ago that you two weren't around for. So if this is
early 90s, I was around when they weren't a big deal when we were growing up. Like in the early 90s, the Yankees weren't.
You were six.
No, early 90s, I would have been about 8 or 9.
Come on.
Okay.
My
point is that the Nets have never even sniffed the throne, ever. The Mets have sat on that throne. We're here to reclaim that throne.
I mean, that's weak. That's his answer.
Very weak.
I think, you know what that's code for?
Well, I'm talking to two Net fans, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
It also takes generations to do that.
Absolutely. That's code for, I'm a Met fan and I'm a Nick fan, so I need to rationalize.
One would say I'm a generational talent.
Dudes.
They do.
I mean, that's
my answer. That's my answer. I'm not saying I condone Nick fans. By the way, from the Nick fan perspective, this is where I do think a little of the delusionalness came into the play with KD. Stars were stiffing us for years.
Right.
So it really was... I understand going to the Nets.
Again,
but Stars weren't signing here forever.
I'm not aware because I was way too young. Do you think when the AFL and the NFL merged and the Jets won Super Bowl III and the Giants were about to go through the wilderness, do you think the Jets were Big Brother?
We got to get Beningo on the phone at that point.
I'm going to help you out.
The Cowboys were.
The answer probably was yes. Like, in fairness, I mean, they probably were. So citing things from 40 years ago as you're saying, that's why! It's a convenient argument because you happen to be a fan of that team. And that's why I say that. I do say this respectfully because you're not the only one. You don't get it. I get it. I'm little brother. I'm truly little brother. And as the little brother in every single sport in this town, I know the way this works. And we have to understand where we are in life until we do something about it. Signing a free agent, whether his name is Kevin Durant or Juan Soto, is a start. That's not finishing the story. Finishing the story is winning. They were a colossal failure with my basketball team. What will happen with my baseball team? I'll give you this, Tommy. I have more confidence. I have more confidence being a Met fan than I even did then rooting for that basketball team. So that'll give you that. At least I've got a little bit of confidence. When we come back, we will get back to your phone calls. We'll do a little recap on this Yankee game, and we'll take you right up until the Lugauer. So we still got a lot to do. If you're coming over from the Yankee game, we are sorry. Carlos Rodon does have a 5.19 ERA this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.